friendship sweeter. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Well, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice, friend, and be glad in it. Happy Friday. It just feels so good that it's finally Friday, friend. How are you? It is Joey Kroll with you on this third day of the third month, 2017. That's right. It's already March 3rd, just flying by. Here in the year 2017, it's Joey Kroll with you, and wow, I hope and pray that you've just been blessed this week and last week as well, as we've been airing a Founders Week from the Moody Bible Institute, which took place a couple of weeks ago. Yesterday and Wednesday, we heard from Dr. Gary Chapman. Janet Parshall was on Monday and Tuesday, and the end of last week, Thursday and Friday, Paul Nyquist, the president of the Moody Bible Institute, spoke. And if you missed any of these dynamic speakers, I just encourage you to go to our audio archives portion of our website, visit greatnewsradio.org, click on archives, and go back and listen. I think you'll be blessed for sure. No doubt about that. Again, that's greatnewsradio.org. Well, I'll tell you what, it's been a great week. The last couple of weeks I've been noticing just kind of losing some inches here, kind of losing some weight, went on the scale the other week, and just, I was praising the Lord, I'll tell you. When I stepped on, I was like, wow, how about that? We're just shedding weight off here. I love it. Normally, it's the other way around, where I'm just crying out to the Lord. No, I started just the Atkins diet, just kind of just watching the carbohydrates and the sugar, so it's really paying off. And this week, I realized I need to buy a new belt because the one I have, there's just so many holes you could make in it yourself. So it's a good problem to have. It's a good problem to have. Praise the Lord. So I appreciate your prayers as I'm trying to be a little bit healthier for my church family, for my ministry, but also for my wife and my family as well. Well, I'll tell you what, since we've heard some dynamic teaching and speaking the last several days here on Great News Radio on Mark and Friends, I thought we could change it up and hear some wonderful God-honoring music. And first off, to start things off, is a man who's going to be coming back to our area this summer in June. Details on that at our website. It's Mr. Ivan Parker and the Midnight Cry here on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio.
I hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind, and it's closer now than it's ever been. I can almost hear the trumpet as Gabriel sounds a call. Midnight cries will be going home when Jesus steps out on the cloud to call God's children. The dead in Christ shall Jesus is coming back for the church. And don't it make you want to shout? Hallelujah. Oh, I look around me and I see prophecies fulfilling. Oh, and signs of the time. They're appearing everywhere. I can almost hear my Father as he says, son, go get my children. And at the midnight cry, the bride of Christ will rise when Jesus steps out.
That's right, Jesus is coming back. It's the Midnight Cry. It's Ivan Parker playing your favorite God-honoring music here on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Right now, it's Don Moen and Mighty to Save.
Everyone needs compassion, love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the failures. Fill my life again.
Matthew, you might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard last week they took him. On Friday, my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like him before. Adored him, how I believed him, such a sweet peace when he walked in the room. I washed his feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning, think I'll visit his tomb.
My name is Peter, maybe they told you I had denied him, I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. But I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword, is this what I've taught? That's when they took him, later they beat him. It's Sunday morning, I wish now I'd fall.
I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. I have been stationed all night at his graveside, but it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. There in the darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping on the path was a stranger. Light of Sunday, she asked him his name. She asked him his name.
My name is Jesus.
He said, my name is Jesus, and I have returned from the grave in fulfillment.
I marched into heaven.
Bishop and My Name is Jesus here on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Isn't this a beautiful song? The London Philharmonic Orchestra and How Great Thou Art. Well, friend, I do appreciate you tuning in to the Friday edition of Mark and Friends today. And in fact, Mark and the gang coming back from Israel today. I'm not sure the specifics of the time, but I'm sure they will be exhausted when they get back. So if you can, just be lifting them up if you remember them today. Well, don't forget to tune in to Sunday worship on Sunday morning here on Great News Radio. But in the meantime, I'd love to hear from you. You can drop me a note if you have a question, comment, prayer request. I'd love to pray for you. Joey@greatnewsradio.org. Well, until next time, friend, just remember as you are out and about enjoying your rest of your Friday and your weekend that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Friday.